got Ken and BZ, Sophie and Mike, fee for a ride. The people want to know, is the mic still on? I'm saying.
Thank you for listening to the Is the Mic Still On podcast, recorded at Dead End Studios in Atlanta, Georgia. This is episode 116. Please share and subscribe to the show and share your favorite moments. I'm trying to work on something where you can actually share highlights of your favorite moments from the show on social media. So hopefully that'll work out, and then I'll be able to add that. You'll be able to go find that on deadendpodcast.com, which is where you can find all the other shows on the Dead End Podcast Network. All right, man. Well, it's been an interesting week. A lot of comments and reactions from last week's episodes in reference to Rod's take on everything. So you guys keep the conversations coming on Reddit. We appreciate it. We enjoy it. And that's it. So jump into facts only before we get into the topic. This will be real quick.
Oh, I can sit back.
Join us.
It's nothing bad. It was just I think we were just had some questions about who Yes Jules actually was. So somebody basically sent this to us on Reddit. Sweet. Said that she's basically a radio host personality based out of Florida who started to rank up into that festival party scene due to her objectively being an attractive white woman with a big ass. Following that, a sex tape of her leak, which started to expose her to more...
Huh?
Yeah, sex tape. Yeah. More mainstream attention, and with that, as many white people in that scene, they rightfully / unrightfully get labeled as a culture vulture. But at any chance she gets, she's doing, saying something completely tone-deaf, stupid, a la the Niggas Be Lying shirt, the borderline racially antagonistic freestyle, and overall, her being overly offended and hurt that her dumb, tone-deaf actions get negative reaction. When even half self-awareness would probably help her avoid 75% of the drama. She's basically a culture vulture, but at the same time, she's not even self-aware enough to just not talk sometimes and pretend to not be one. She also was the manager of 070 Shake, the female artist that is, I think, on Good Music and was known for being on Ghost Town off Ye, and I think recently was dropped by her. So yeah, that's Yes Jules.
Y'all talked about Yes Jules.
Interesting.
You know, the whole thing that went down with Joe Budden and Daniel Caesar.
I didn't hear any of that.
The Daniel Caesar thing?
You ain't got to recap because I don't care. You can just move on.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
You don't listen to Is the Mic Still On?
No. Shut up! Why do you do this to him every week?
I only skip to the part that pertained to me. I didn't listen to the rest of that bullshit.
All right, so let's go on to the topics, man. We're going to talk about Mueller, Cardi B, and get into some... Oh, yeah, and then the comments about us and some other topics we got here that we may or may not hit. Mueller report was released last week. Pissed off a lot of Democrats, a lot of people that thought there was going to be a big smoking gun in it. So just for those of you that don't know, here's... just kind of a recap of what is in the Mueller report, or what they were doing. So Mueller was basically appointed to investigate whether Trump associates were involved with Russian interference in the 2016 campaign and whether Trump attempted to block or interfere with investigations. During the investigation, at least 42 people were interviewed by Mueller or his team or testified before a grand jury. 34 people, in addition to three companies, either have been indicted or have pleaded guilty. The special counsel's office issued more than 2,800 subpoenas, executed nearly 500 search warrants, obtained more than 230 orders for communication records, issued almost 50 orders authorizing use of pen registers, made 13 requests to foreign governments for evidence, and interviewed approximately 500 witnesses, according to Barr's letter. So the results of the 22-month investigation was that they could not find enough evidence to basically say that Trump colluded with the Russians, and that that in terms of the obstruction of justice charge, he's not exonerated, nor is he guilty of interfering with the actual investigation. So 22 months later, this is where we are, and that is a wrap. I think what's interesting about this whole thing is that Obviously, it was limited in scope to what happened during the during the election, and not before. Who knows what happened before and whether or not they colluded. That remains to be seen. Also, there's an interpretation by the DOJ that you can't indict a sitting president. So who knows what's going to happen when he's no longer president. Maybe they have something that they'll be able to indict him on. But yeah, man, it's over. And, you know, people are not happy because they felt something was there and they don't want to live with the results. So that is what it is.
It means he's going to win the next election.
You think so?
I wouldn't be surprised at all. He's going to win. He's going to win the 2020 election. I think they'll get him right back in there. They'll come out in drones just like how us black folks did for Obama in 2012 election. They're going to come out and stick to their guns, stick to their guy. That's what I think. I mean, that's just
kind of like a rallying cry.
Yeah.
Probably so.
I'm with B. I'm not surprised if he would get reelected. I don't know if it's going to happen, though. Like, I knew that he was going to get elected the first time, but I don't know if he's going to get reelected this time. But I think it really comes down to who he's running against. And I think we kind of mulled on that last time, you know, we talked on this topic. But just the Democrats, you got to get their stuff together, man.
Question, when do we start narrowing down, like, what candidates he's going to officially run against?
Like, you're talking like a time frame?
I guess, yeah, like a time frame, because I feel like there's like 100 people on the Democratic side right now who are just, I want to run. You know, it's like there's so many people. I don't even know. I guess there are people who like have been found out, like, you know, as you enter to run in, you know, like for like as a candidate, certain things, you know, come up about your past and things like that. And based on that, you know, some people will be like, oh, shit, you know, I got to drop out of the race or whatever. And that has happened to a couple of potential candidates so far. But there are still so many people where when they drop out, I'm like, damn, I didn't even know you were running, my nigga. Like, you know, right. Like, who are you? Like, I don't know anything about these people. So when does that process start to get simplified?
You're going to have a lot of people just kind of test the waters.
Absolutely,
you know
I'm sure.
Just to kind of see,
because it seems kind of like a free-for-all at this point.
Yeah. But they'll drop off. I'm not sure when that drop off actually starts happening, but
yeah,
you know, if you're smart, you don't want to spend a lot of money campaigning if you know you're not going to win, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Obviously, so they'll drop off at some point.
So is it like the people's, like us, quote unquote, the people's responsibility to help them narrow down that process, or is it literally just funding for them to back their own campaigns?
I think it's a bit of both.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's how much money they can raise. That's the first metric that they look at.
Right. Because I know that Bernie did a lot, but I think that Beto O'Rourke did a lot more.
He did, but you also have to look at how he raises money. So Bernie had more people by volume donate to his, while Beto had less people but higher donations.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So that's how that ended up working.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
And with the Mueller report, I saw some article. I'm not sure how accurate this is, but that he was able to edit the report to a certain extent. Is that correct?
Edit as in Mueller edited the report?
It. So,
or Barr, Anthony, what is it? Anthony Barr, William Barr, the Barr, the AG Barr, who is a Trump appointee, by the way, who also wrote an unsolicited letter to Congress about the Mueller report, saying that is illegal or whatever. So it's no surprise that, you know, he came to the conclusion that he did based on the report, which is 300 pages long, because he was already against it. So in terms of the editing, they do plan on releasing it, but it's going to more than likely be one for public and heavily redacted.
Of course.
So that may be the editing that we see. But out of 300 pages, you get a 400-page summary, you know, about the findings in 2 days. But word is that he started to get the report almost 3 weeks before it was made public. And that, you know, like this whole thing, they started to kind of, you know, prepare us for there being nothing in the report. Because in February, they would say, oh, the Mueller report may be done. Or they may find anything. Don't be disappointed when you hear the Mueller report. Mm-hmm. All of this stuff started to come out and leak out to kind of just give people.
It was kind of like staged almost just to prepare us.
Right. Exactly.
For the bullshit.
Exactly.
Cool.
Exactly.
Love it.
So it you know, it didn't surprise me at all. You know, there's still two open cases that are out there in terms of campaign finance, which I think the New York office has, and they're looking into that. Again, they may not be able to do anything until he's no longer president. And then I forgot the other one. But, yeah, so that's what that's kind of where we are with that. Anybody have any more thoughts on Mueller?
Nope.
Nope.
Bye.
Thank you, Brother King.
Cool, man. Well, anyway, we just wanted to just let everybody know about that. I know we've, you know, talked about this whole thing, you know, throughout the length of the show. So we just wanted to go ahead and close that chapter. Woo, man.
Where do you want to start? It's like a process.
I don't know, man. Let's.
I don't know either.
Cardi B or Smollett.
Let's do Jesse.
Aren't we over Jesse?
We kind of are.
There's nothing new with Jesse.
Yeah,
I'm over it. Yeah.
Well, so
that's,
okay.
So that's real so, quick thing.
So, yeah. So, we just need to, because we did cover it, need to, I guess, close this chapter, hopefully. But, yeah, all 16 charges were dropped by the prosecutor. Smollett's attorney, like, they were out very gleefully controlling the narrative as quickly as possible. But yeah, Kim Fox, who had to recuse herself of the actual investigation because she reached out to Smollett after it was, you know, he put it out there. Her office basically just dropped all the 16 charges. He forfeits the $10,000 and he did 18 hours of community service. According to Kim Fox, he has not been exonerated, and he has not been found innocent. The charges have been dropped. That's what she said in an op-ed.
So
those are her words.
Is there an open investigation still?
The FBI, they're looking into why all 16 were dropped and what happened. I think a lot of people were stunned by the sudden change in positioning with this. The Chicago police and the mayor were extremely
pissed.
Well, because
upset.
It seems like it almost reversed. Like at first he was quote unquote guilty and they were coming out, you know, with different ways to spin the story almost to confuse the public in a way, which is obviously public interference. But now it's almost like, okay, well, everything's dropped and we don't really have a statement. So, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it completely seems reversed.
Who didn't have a statement? Which one?
Like, it feels like the police department at this point are just, like, they seem like they have no comment or, like, not, like...
Shit.
Yes,
what have you been watching? The police have a huge comment. Yeah, they're pissed.
They're pissed. Police department is pissed.
The police aren't the ones who dropped anything. They had nothing to do with dropping the charges.
Right.
The prosecutors did.
Okay.
The police are fucking furious, especially that black dude. I can't remember his name.
I know you're talking about.
The brother that's he's like a commissioner or something.
Yeah. Well,
sorry.
The state was pending. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say the state attorney says that they have way more than enough to actually charge him.
I'm
so
sure.
It's sounding
to
like.
To charge who?
Jesse.
Oh, okay.
So it's sounding like Jesse got good friends in high places.
Sounds like it.
You know what I'm saying? Look, man, you talking 16 felonies and dropping 16?
All 16.
Yeah, that shit don't have... Come on, man.
Especially with them reiterating that he's not innocent.
Exactly.
For them to reiterate that he's not innocent, but they're still dropping the charges, there's something else going on.
Right.
Either that or they're going to... Or they can... Maybe they feel like the FBI can get something a little bit deeper on him.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's what they're doing. Because I don't think you can charge both. I don't think you can charge something and then the FBI come and charge something else.
Since
I could be wrong, though.
Can they unseal the... Well, I guess they would be able to have access to the sealed court documents because they're
FBI.
Yeah, they have access to every damn thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
They sealed them. They sealed all that shit up. They were like, we're going to drop it. We're going to seal it. And Jesse, you know, went back to work. You know,
there's something else going on. Yeah,
so kind of, sorry, what I meant to say earlier, not saying that the police don't have a comment necessarily, because I do know that, you know, people across the board in terms of the police department, Trump, all these other people are like pissed off at this point. But it was just more so like in terms of like throwing out evidence, like how they were initially with the case in terms of like, oh, he was this and this text message has been released and the brothers and this is what they said and these are their statements. Like all of that has kind of ceased, I feel like. And there's not as much, quote unquote, evidence being released anymore now that he has gotten the charges dropped. I
still haven't seen any concrete evidence of really anything leading to either side, because I feel like everything that they've given the public has been debunked.
I think they did, what you say, everything about the public has been debunked?
Yeah, what's been debunked?
Well, with the brothers, they basically were saying that the text messages between them really was for like a workout and a meal plan. So it wasn't like him paying them off for, you know, buying the stuff or whatever.
Mm-hmm. That's what they're saying. We don't know proof of that. There's no proof.
The brother said that?
The brothers didn't say that, did they?
Yeah, no.
I thought
the brothers were still saying that they were hired to beat him up.
I don't think I saw that.
So
I thought
they were hired to beat him up too.
But then I know what Sophie's talking about. I did see that as well. They actually said that they were hired to train him. That was all a lie.
I heard Jussie's camp said that. I didn't hear the brothers corroborate that.
I thought that that's what they said as well.
Maybe I missed something.
Yeah. But I mean, either way, whoever was looking over that information between the text messages and stuff was able to confirm that either in his text or in like his notes app or something like that, there was a meal plan to go along with the amount of money that he had paid them at that time. So they just correlated the two like, okay, well, this can't be for this because this is clearly towards the payment of, you know what I'm saying, a meal plan or whatever type of kit. So I don't know.
And I saw I was just going to say, and then I saw another thing I saw was that the state had something pending on that police department, I thought.
What do you mean?
They had a case pending on them about what happened with this whole situation.
Oh, well,
there was an internal investigation open about the leaks. Yes, yeah. that happened, but right. I think that was just about that thing. Mm-hmm. And not about what the prosecution was going to do.
And I also saw that, I mean, and this is just...
Things that we've seen at this point,
things that we've seen, like that they had the actual people in custody or something like that. Did anybody see that?
The brothers?
Whoever attacked them, they had them in custody.
I haven't seen
like that
at all.
I heard that yesterday.
I hadn't
you heard
that.
It too? Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I just remember like... Sorry, I lost my train of thought. I'm sorry, I lost my train
all right,
of thought.
Well, I heard this was, of course, a rumor, obviously, but they're theorizing that the whole thing was really Jussie was meeting up with a prominent government figure who's also gay, and that and something happened there, and that's why this whole story was cooked up. But then the government figure was like, "Well, shit, just drop everything and let's move on."
What would that have to
look? Hey, don't.
Oh, right. I mean,
don't attack
not,
the messenger.
No, I'm not. Yeah.
This is what I saw yesterday.
Yeah. Sorry,
I don't know. I don't know. It was something just as bad. It was on Twitter, but it was an article. It was a link to an article that somebody had written saying that. That's why everything is getting dropped, because he was really meeting up with this person and they had a spat or something, and then Jussie cooked up the story that he was beat up by these guys and all this shit.
That just seems
like a stretch. But I do remember what I was going to say. A big reason I thought I saw or heard allegedly that the charges were dropped was because of the interference of public opinion on a quote unquote open investigation.
They can't drop a case for that.
Really?
I don't think so.
They can't drop charges for that?
No. Because of the public opinion, having an opinion on an open case that's public? No.
Well, in terms of them like publicizing as much evidence.
The leaks might have
that, yeah.
Had the
in
problem,
terms of like the leaks
problem.
And stuff like that, I think Maybe. That was a big reason that kind of made them have like some weight on their, you know, getting off.
Well, I'll tell you
because of the way that the police department handled it.
Yeah.
So Kim Fox, this is what she wrote in response to everything, because obviously they are under fire. So
Kim Fox,
she's the
prosecutor.
Prosecuting.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Mike. So this was in the op-ed that she wrote in response to. Them opening an investigation. She said, in determining whether or not to pursue charges, prosecutors are required to balance the severity of the crime against the likelihood of securing a conviction. For a variety of reasons, going back to what you're saying, Sophie, including public statements made by the evidence in this case, my office believed the likelihood of securing a conviction was not certain. In the interest of full transparency, I would prefer these records to be made public. However, in this case, Illinois law allows defendants in certain circumstances to request that public records remain sealed. Smollett chose to pursue that avenue, and so my office is barred from releasing those records without his approval. Another key factor is that the crime here was a Class 4 felony, the least serious category, which also covered things like falsely pulling a fire alarm in school, and draft card mutilation. These felonies are routinely resolved, particularly in cases involving suspects with no prior criminal record, long before a case even nears a courtroom, and often without either jail time or monetary penalties.
Just hold out. It's not over. There's other shit coming. Just chill.
Yeah.
So he had too many. I mean, there was too many people involved in this to just be like, all right, 16 shits are just dropped and let's just move on with their life. Nah. He might be going back to work. I don't think it'll be for a long time. Isn't Empire about to end anyway?
Oh, they already said see you next. Well, I think they were just taking advantage of the.
Right. I'm saying,
nobody's going to hire him after that.
That's when Empire ends,
no one is going to hire Jussie Smollett. White people hate him now, and black people at this point, like there's some, most black people at this point are like, nah, you're lying. We're not fucking with you either.
Right.
So when Empire ends, he's not going to get another job.
Yeah, I don't know.
Even if nothing's been confirmed, though?
It doesn't matter. Because just like you were saying, public opinion is this guy is tainted, whatever you call it, tainted goods.
I don't believe that. I feel like he can definitely have work after this. Okay, I think it definitely serves as publicity for him.
Nah, here's the question. Before all this shit happened, who the fuck knew who Jussie Smollett was?
People who watch Empire.
Exactly. And that's it. That's it.
And
no one knew who the fuck Jussie Smollett was unless you watched Empire.
Empire was like his.
Right.
Yeah.
And what's he done besides Empire?
Nothing.
I don't know.
Be a rapper. Gay Tupac.
Yeah. Right.
So you didn't know who he was before
fuck
this?
Fuck no. No one did.
So you had never seen him before this?
No.
I've never seen this guy before.
Empire.
Never until Empire came on the scene.
And then I don't even watch Empire like that. The wife.
But that's what I'm saying. What else I'm saying? Because I don't either. But I had seen him before.
Yeah. Really? I've never seen.
No
him.
One knew he was.
And after
Empire ends, he is not. I mean, I can't. I've never watched Empire, so I don't know how good his acting chops are. I can't imagine he's fucking Denzel. I can't imagine that he's like some amazing actor where they have to ignore what he's done and be like, oh no, we have to have this guy.
Yeah.
He's disposable. But like no one's gonna care enough.
You would
to
have
him.
People that would try to capitalize on that though. The attention.
It's all bad. There's nothing. There's no good publicity in hiring Jussie Smollett for your movie. Zero.
Well,
I disagree, and I think it depends on the character that you want to play too.
Yeah, that's true.
What character could he possibly play? Would they be like, damn, that was smart hiring Jussie Smollett?
Yeah,
he could play a villain.
No.
Whatever. No. I definitely disagree. We're gonna have to
I mean, people that's hired Charlie Sheen after all the shit he was going through.
Charlie Sheen didn't really. Wait, which
Charlie Sheen
about?
Was known though.
Exactly.
Yeah. I understand he was known, but
Charlie Sheen
had some acting.
Was known from a teenager.
Like, and just like who's the guy who played Tony Stark?
Who played what?
Robert Downey Jr.
He had a lot of ups and downs early on in his career.
But that was personal. That was drugs. He didn't fuck up an entire community.
No, he didn't. I'm just talking about actors that were very talented and then they had some issues.
Yeah.
You can come back. Like I don't see him coming back from this.
He's not good enough.
Exactly. And then he's not that talented either. If he was like Denzel.
How do you know that if you don't even you've never even watched this stuff?
Because he's never had another role besides Empire. If he was that
Empire
good,
was big though.
If he's that good, then first of all, I would have heard his name. Second of all, like people that y'all name as actors, even if I haven't seen their movie, I've heard their name.
Mm-hmm.
We've never heard Jussie Smollett.
Don't say we,
from
say
Empire.
You, because I've definitely heard
okay,
of him.
Okay, me, you,
yep.
B,
me.
We.
Yeah.
So we've never heard Jussie Smollett's name. And I can name plenty of other people that would say the exact same shit.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of Empire, he was not known.
But this was a big thing for a reason, though. You know what I'm saying? It's not like whether you know his name or not, or whether there's people that's in the same line with y'all that don't know his name, mm-hmm. it's a lot of other people that do know his name, which is why this was big news in the first place.
Right, right. It was big news because he was an actor.
You saying other people, when you say other people, are you saying people outside of Empire?
I don't know if it's outside of Empire. I can't identify who those people are. All I'm saying is that he's a big enough name, even if it's just solely on Empire.
I know, and I'm agreeing with you. That's the point that I made. Unless you watch Empire, you don't know who he is.
There's a big shock value thing, which I think what you might be getting at, because I think a lot of people who, whether it be in like the acting community or whether it's just like the celebrity type of shade room type of, you know, I watch Empire, maybe I don't, maybe I just know who he is outside of that.
Right.
A lot of people were like kind of like surprised by his character because, you know, first of all, nobody thinks that anybody in that, intersection of black and gay would do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then on top of that, I think a lot of people who were, you know, in entertainment were just like, yo, that's my boy, or I've hung out with him before, or I've, you know, sat next to him at a show or whatever. Like, he seems cool. Like, he seems like a sweet guy. A lot of people were, like, speaking on behalf of his character. Right. That, in my opinion, goes a lot farther than just, oh, well, I don't think somebody black and gay would do this, but it's more so, I don't think Jesse especially would do this. So, I mean, whether you knew him or not, I know that there are a lot of people who did know him before this whole thing happened, which is why I think that was a piece of the outrage. Like, I doubt anybody would do this, but then even more so, I know his character.
Right. And you're talking about people in the industry. We're talking about audiences, and that's what matters. Audiences are going to bring the money in. And if the audience is like, no, we're not fucking with this guy, then it doesn't matter what the people in the industry say.
And I still think his character is in question.
100%.
Because Kim Fox said he is not innocent, and that he hasn't been exonerated. There are people running around saying he's innocent, you know, and that.
I mean, nobody knows the facts.
Kim Fox knows the facts. That's her office that made the decision, and she wrote the op-ed. You know, and I believe the mayor was upset for a reason. I believe the Chicago PD were upset for a reason. I think the FBI investigation, because of the letter, I think they want to look into this for a reason, because this is rare. It rarely happens. But they're sealed, and you know, we don't know. And then did you hear this fool say, or the attorney say, that he thought they were white because they wore a white face?
Wait, what?
Bro.
Who said that?
Jussie Smollett's attorney presented a new theory as to why the actor couldn't identify his purported attackers.
All right, next time.
And originally thought they were white.
Yeah,
he said they wore a white face.
What? That's what his attorney said?
Next topic, bro.
No, Ken. No.
Attorney Tina?
No.
He should hire me for as a
Tina.
Bro. Hey, look, I ought to charge you $45 an hour, bro.
I got to say her name.
Go ahead.
Attorney Tina Glandia made the suggestion on the Today Show on Thursday after being asked why Smollett didn't recognize Ola and Abel, even though the actor knows them. He only saw one of the attacker. One of them he didn't see. He saw one through a ski mask, Glandia said. He did tell police that he, from what we saw, he thought it was pale skin or white or pale skin. Was, I think, what he said.
Bruh.
Obviously, you can disguise that. You can put makeup on, you know?
Stop.
I was looking up the brothers, and one of the first...
That's a lot of makeup.
Who said? Them dudes are black as hell.
Yes. They're like charcoal black.
Snipes black.
Yes.
Right.
Like,
right.
Yes.
Get the fuck out of here.
Nah, man. Nah,
really,
man.
Jussie?
Man.
Man, your people, stop.
Jussie people, man.
Man, they're good.
They are.
Good.
They are, man.
Good looks, boy.
Because there's going to be some fools running around with that black.
Yep. Yeah. They wear black. They wear white face. It was like white girls, man. They do it. Y'all saw the movie.
Y'all saw the movie.
That, they can do it.
Yeah.
And this is why I say that Jussie has to have friends in high places. Come on, man.
Somebody made that call for Jussie.
Because
his team ain't good. They're talking about they were wearing fucking white face. Who did he get these people from? This whack ass defense team.
They were modeling the shine.
Come on, man.
Jussie, go holler at me, bro. I only charge you $50 an hour to represent you, bro.
These big brolic ass Negroids were wearing white face and you thought they were white. Who's believing this?
Well, they said it wasn't them. I know. I mean, I want to say.
Who said it wasn't them? The brothers did?
Just the reports are saying that it wasn't them.
Well, what Tina said.
I guess we gotta wait.
Because Tina said she didn't recognize Ola and Abel.
Ola and Abel. They thought it was Chip and Tyler. Come on, man.
She said that.
This shit is a circus, so, man. You know,
it is a circus.
They didn't just make a whole movie out this shit.
This should be a movie. Hey, that'd be he can get a new, he can get a role in that.
There you go. He can play himself.
He'd be like OJ.
Y'all wrong as hell.
If I did it.
Y'all wrong as
hell. What if I did it? The Jussie Smollett story.
Starring Jussie Smollett.
What'd the cover look like?
It'd be him with a black girl with a white face in the background, and he's got the noose around his neck like.
Y'all are crazy.
Oh, shit.
If y'all don't get this shit the fuck out of here.
Next topic, man.
No, wait. I'm sorry, Cun. One thing, man. So, I know we laughing and joking and stuff, but like, okay, so these charges was dropping. FIFO, you said that this man has people in high places. Mm-hmm. So is it still a situation where you don't believe him or don't believe that he actually didn't do this?
Okay, let me this situation is very is weird because this type of stuff don't happen to black people. You know what I'm saying? Just overall. It's very uncommon, right? So because this thing kind of is going everywhere, I don't know what to believe. What I do know, and like I said previously, black people don't get charged with 16 felonies and all 16 felonies get dropped within a week. Okay. Like it just does not happen.
Right.
So because of that, that's not the attorneys. The attorneys didn't get that junk dropped. You know what I'm saying? That's not Jesse Smollett. That's not the rumors. It's not this, what people believe or not. That phone call had to come from extremely high, somebody with power.
Jay-Z.
I don't know. I think it has to go a little bit higher than that. Cause like,
oh shit. Okay.
No, I think it's higher than that because like, and I don't want to compare it to this, but if you watch House of Cards, right? Like there's a theme throughout that whole thing that there's a difference between money and power.
Yeah.
And for this to get dropped, that was somebody that was extremely powerful. Somebody that has some connections up there, but you just don't get 16 charges, felonies dropped in America. So I don't know what to believe. I think that this story is ongoing, and I don't think nobody knows the real truth, especially when you still have the state saying that this guy is guilty, that we have evidence suggesting that this guy was completely involved.
Where's but it's evidence? it's a corrupt and enforced law enforcement.
Man, everything's corrupt. The world is corrupt.
Well, this is very known to be corrupt.
Literally.
There.
No, look, at the end of the day, I don't think that everything has come out yet.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, I was just curious. I'm just like, I don't know.
I think it's disingenuous for us to be like, okay, well, we don't believe it until we see the evidence.
Right.
Mm. I think you have a good stance, which is just like, okay, we don't know. Right. Let's just fall back. But I'm not going to sit here and be like, well, he's innocent because I haven't seen the evidence.
Type of thing.
I mean, the story just doesn't make any fucking sense.
It doesn't.
It just doesn't. I think something happened to him, whether he got beat up by white people or these black dudes or whoever. Mm. Something happened. I don't know what it was. Until all of this shit is wrapped up, yeah, I'm going to sit back and laugh because this shit is fucking stupid.
And I also think I'm aware of the point that people are making about the Chicago police. I saw that a lot, like when this first came out, and when it flipped on Jesse, everybody was saying, "Well, you know, Chicago PD." This was all on Twitter, black folks in particular, because you know of the history with, of course, Laquan McDonald and all that. So, but just based on what I'm seeing and the police reaction. It's one thing to cover up and protect your own with Laquan. It's another to totally flip on Jesse when there's no value gained in it for them. Like, why would they go through such lengths to try to convict him for filing a false claim unless they had some sort of evidence, unless the evidence that they were finding took them there? And looking at their reactions, plus that of the mayor, tells me that they firmly believe they got something on this brother. So, you know, so
I mean, at this point, they got to double down, though, right?
Literally.
You know what I'm saying?
That's because, what I would think.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. Mainly because normally the prosecutor and the Chicago PD work together. And they didn't even know about this until it happened. Mm-hmm. There was no communication between the two parties at all. This is, like FIFO said, this is uncommon. It's unprecedented. It doesn't happen. So I understand that, you know, Rob, you're saying that they would have to double down to make sure that, you know, that people believe them, but I don't think they have to. I think they are legit pissed off about the $130,000, which they want back from Jesse, money they investigated. They pulled like 10 something other police officers to investigate this case. They went all in for Jesse.
And you got to think, too, what gain do they have for setting up Jesse fucking Smollett? Like, what can they gain from putting this guy in jail? If this is all fake and the police department set this up, for what? What's the reasoning?
Yeah.
Like, Jesse Smollett wasn't out here fucking in the streets talking about fuck the police. Right. Like, Jesse Smollett wasn't really, I mean, from what I know, which is very little, I didn't even know the motherfucker was a rapper until a few days ago. But I mean,
he's a singer.
Oh, either way, I didn't know he did music.
Yeah.
But I mean, you have to look at this shit logically.
And it just doesn't compute for me.
It doesn't compute for me either. And I can't see anyone that looks at this story and says, yep, makes sense. All of it makes sense. Jesse's innocent because it makes sense. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Hmm. If it's real and this really happened to him, I do hope these motherfuckers get caught and convicted. If it didn't happen, put Jesse's bitch ass in jail. And let's call it a fucking day. But all of us bickering at each other over this is just kind of silly. Because I see people arguing, getting mad at each other on Twitter over this. And it's just like, wow. Oh, yo. Anyways.
Well, Cardi.
Oh,
Cardi B, man. Let's see if I can get this video to play. Because you know they're going to have a advertising ad in the beginning. So y'all bear with me. It's,
Cheat on me. I'll be that guy. I'm going to take him out. We're going to get drunk. I'm going to get him all perked up and everything. We're going to have a good time. Get him super twisted. Then bring a bitch around. We're going to have a threesome. And when he wake up, he's going to be like, what the fuck? Yeah, because the bitch was a tranny. I'm be like, yup. Yup, we had a threesome with a tranny. Yup. Yup, a tranny sucked your dick. You don't got to fuck another nigga to get even, bitch. There's other ways to...
Okay.
Question.
Cardi B.
Wasn't there like an original video, not of this, but the other one where she actually was like admitting, like an interview where she actually admitted to drugging and robbing people?
You asking the wrong person.
I thought there was an actual video of that.
I can't imagine anybody here knows what you're talking about but you.
Huh. Okay.
I've never watched, I'm not saying you're lying, I'm sure you're correct. I've never watched a Cardi B interview in my entire life.
Because when I saw people responding to this, mm-hmm. a lot of people were saying, you know, she seemed emotional in the video when she was talking about it. So I don't think any one of these videos are the video that the drugging and robbing thing like originated from, yeah. like her admitted to.
Let me play.
I just wanted to see if we could find that one.
Let me play this one. It's from At Hip Hop Ratchet.
Oh, okay.
At Hip Hop Ratchet.
Let's see. About to cry.
Yeah.
I've seen that one.
Okay. Yeah, I hadn't seen that one.
So is that?
But I knew that
that's the
original.
That's probably the video you're talking about.
I think that's the one where she admitted.
Okay. So
all right.
So
full circle here.
Did this one resurface or did she turn around and say
the second
it again?
One? The second one that you replayed was the one that resurfaced. The one talking about transgender winner.
I didn't see that one until recently when people were calling her, like they were saying she's like Bill Cosby, and I was like, come on, man.
Well,
really?
Cardi Bill Cosby.
I mean, she originally when they were like, I uh-huh. thought they were comparing the drugging and robbing to
so
Bill Cosby, and I was like, y'all sound stupid. Y'all sound real stupid.
That's the part I'm saying.
So when I asked somebody, I was like, you're going overboard. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no connection between raping and robbing somebody. Right. And then when they were like, oh, what about this? I was like, oh, okay, I'm wrong. So yeah,
well, the trans video.
Yeah, rape.
Okay,
you're drugging some dude and you're letting somebody else have sex with him. That's fucking rape.
Yeah,
there's no two ways about it, and you can't defend that shit.
Yeah, and
defend that one.
And you know, it came from her words. But I think the thing is, so back to what you were saying, because you know, of course, I heard the Bill Cosby comparisons too, right? And I was like, I don't know, that y'all reaching, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. but because I didn't know about this until today. I didn't know about the second video about
until you
the
just
transgender
played it. Yeah.
Until today. So I think the people that were saying that, they didn't know about that video.
Oh, really?
I think that
they were talking about
me
still?
Just yeah. Uh-huh. I think they were just talking about the robbing, and they just heard drugging, and they were just like, Bill Cosby.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's what happened.
Yeah, that's stupid.
They just probably got, you know, I don't want to say lucky is the word, mm-hmm. but... Mm-hmm. That there was another video out that if they wanted to, they could point to use mm-hmm. to support their claims. Yeah. So anyway, what do y'all think about old Cardi, man?
In that video about the trans and all that, it seemed like it cut when she was like, if was she saying if a nigga cheat on me?
Yeah.
That's what she was saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Cheating, yeah.
You don't have, you don't have to fuck another nigga to get revenge, is what she said.
Yeah.
So she's basically saying that she, as revenge, she'll get trans person to have sex with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So just to be clear, one was, hey, I did this. Like in my past to survive, I've drugged and robbed people.
Right, it's two different things going on.
Yeah, and then one was, this is what I would do, da 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 da.
Right, if you cheated on me.
Yeah.
Either way, the drugging and robbing one, I can understand, and to a degree, I can excuse. The second one, no.
And the robbing video apparently is 3 years old, by the way.
I wonder how old the trans video is.
You know what? That's a couple years old as well. I think I saw backlash to that video sometime, I want to say early last year, actually. And I think I tried to look it up, actually, Cardi B apology for this particular video, because I know that there was like a meme that was transphobic that was tweeted out on her social media profiles, that she basically was like, bro, I've dealt with, you know, facing backlash for being transphobic before. I've grown since then. I wouldn't post something like this. And, you know, this was just like, she basically was saying that people who were like on her socials or whatever posted it. Granted, I don't know how much validity that has to it or whatever, but I guess because that video, that particular video had resurfaced and she was like, you know, people were calling her out about it, which, you know, rightfully so. Because she had apologized for that, to me, it didn't make sense that she would go back again and do something else to face, you know, the exact same backlash. So to me, I kind of understood like, okay, yeah, that is weird. Like she did kind of, you know, to my knowledge, apologize for that video. So why then go ahead and do the same thing again? I do believe, please correct me if I'm wrong, I know y'all will, that she did apologize for that transphobic video before, like a year or maybe like a year and a half ago, because it definitely resurfaced a lot earlier than this. They just kind of tacked this on at the end.
I just think that y'all's when I say y'all, I'm clearly not talking about anybody in the room, but I feel like y'all's rules around cancel culture is very interesting. There have been plenty of people who have made transphobic comments, racist comments, and they've apologized, and the internet is still like, nope, we don't accept it, you're done. But Cardi can make a gross, disgusting video where she's not just making transphobic comments. She's talking about literal rape. And because she said, I'm sorry, everyone's like, all right, cool. Let's move on to shaking our ass to her new song. And I'm not saying I have an opinion either way. I just found that video to be really weird and gross. And I found the response around it to be very, very, very odd. Like, why is it okay for her, but it wouldn't be okay for another person to say something like that?
Well, I thought it was the other way around. I thought people were on her about it.
I thought it was
more negative comments than positive comments. I could be wrong because I haven't been following it like that.
I don't know.
It's negative comments, but what Mike is talking about is like we just literally cancel somebody and be like, yeah, we're not messing with this person anymore.
I haven't
They're
seen
still
that.
Messing with Cardi.
Right.
Like, Cardi ain't going nowhere. So it just depends on how much the public loves you.
That's crazy.
Which it is, because you know that cancel culture ain't
so
fair.
It's like they pick and choose. Pretty
they
much.
Pick. They are
like
picking.
Iggy Azalea has said some shit like that. It'd have been a wrap really quickly. But it's
but
just
you know,
odd.
I think it's a little different with Cardi and Azalea, only because I feel like with Azalea Banks, she'll say something and then she'll
Iggy
double
Azalea.
Down. Oh.
If it was Azalea Banks, I'd just be like, okay, par for the course.
Oh. Okay.
She's cancel proof for
Sorry.
Some reason. She has Iggy is not Iggy. God, you got me fucking
Azalea
up.
What Banks. Are you talking
Azalea
about?
Banks is cancel proof.
Cancel proof.
She's been saying transphobic shit for the longest
time. She's
been
saying crazy ass shit.
And she, nothing happens. Like, her biggest
Does
support
she have-
group is gay.
That's always been interesting to me as
it's
well.
It's weird.
But I feel like Azalea Banks. Correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like she doesn't really have that much of a career to cancel.
I don't know if that's true.
No, that is true.
I think
she
I think
doesn't, you know,
it's just like her mainstream career is over, but I'm seeing that she has a huge following with like the LGBTQ.
Okay,
people.
So like, sure, she could sell out some like small shit where like maybe 40 people will stand together and it's packed.
I don't
but
think that's true.
Really? What do you think she's selling out?
Yeah,
not a Phillips Arena?
Oh, time out. Mm-mm. I'm not saying that she's selling out anything. I think that you're downplaying a little bit how popular she is.
Well, I'm just asking,
and
do you think she would sell out?
From what? Okay, so there was an article I saw, and I don't want to have this conversation about fucking Azalea Banks.
No, I know. I'm just interested. Because
I think
point.
You're diverting away from your little friend, Cardi.
Oh. Oh, no, we can talk about her.
Anyway, I'm joking. I saw something recently where she was supposed to play like some festival that was like overseas or something, and there was like some big hubbub about it. And I remember there were people arguing in her comment section. Basically, what you're saying is that she's not popular, and it was a lot of these very obviously and openly gay people that were just like, no, she's extremely popular. It's just that since we're on the outside looking in, we don't see it.
Interesting.
If that's true or not, I don't know, and I really don't care. I just think she's hot. I don't give a fuck about her music.
I'm sure you do.
But back to what I was saying before, if another rapper said what Cardi B said, I feel like the reaction would be a whole lot different. And it's just odd to me why the reaction is the way it is with Cardi. Mm-hmm. And I'd love somebody to explain why she can avoid the backlash that other people would get.
I don't think it's that different, honestly. Because I think Iggy Azalea would face some of the same backlash.
Nobody wants her here, to be honest.
So let me ask you, like, mm-hmm. have we seen people saying stop playing Cardi's music, stop streaming Cardi's music?
Yeah, I have, like, personally.
I have not.
Be anti-Cardi, be this, be that?
I haven't seen the surviving Cardi hashtag.
So you know what I've seen.
But I didn't know how deep it was.
Yeah.
So, okay. This has just been interesting because I think Complex posted, that's the first news outlet that I saw post the hashtag surviving Cardi B, right? That already annoys me for multiple reasons, but the main reason being that you can't, at the time when I saw this, and again, it's like an order of events thing to me. So the like when they tacked on this transphobic video that in, I believe, again, correct me if I'm wrong, that she already apologized for, I was just kind of like, oh, I've been seeing that. This is old. So I was just addressing the robbery and drugging issue. Obviously, it's terrible to drug people. Duh. But when they tried to frame it as like, okay, equating robbery and rape in like the same arena, comparing it to like an R. Kelly situation or like a Bill Cosby situation, because obviously that phrase is coined from the R. Kelly thing. And then obviously like the drug thing pertains to Bill Cosby. It kind of like both those two things equated to rape. The way that I was viewing this on social media was just like, I know for a fact that I don't think anybody gave a shit about her role that she actually plays in terms of like if she really has people, like they're not focusing on people who even survived, you know, on the survivors per se, because that's not how they framed it. They framed it as, oh, let's make a meme out of this, you know, oh, after you get a drink from Cardi in the club and then they post a meme or a gif or something, you know, it was just like using that hashtag to make kind of jokes about it. But then to me, it's kind of like, well, that's fucked up, because now I feel like you're, first of all, basing a whole narrative, I guess, around equating robbery and rape together. And it's just kind of like, well, on top of that, you don't give a fuck about survivors because you over here making jokes and gifts and like whatever about
it. But I think the bigger issue is that let's not try to quantify what's wrong. Wrong is wrong.
Right.
Right. Like what Cardi is doing is wrong. And I don't think you can compare rape and all of this other stuff. It's apples to oranges. However, both of those acts are completely wrong. And if we are canceling people for wrong acts, why aren't we canceling Cardi? And I think that's kind of the foundation of where Mike is trying to come from and what I'm trying to understand as well, because she admitted to doing wrong. Right. And I can't say that, well, this is worse and that's worse, because that's very subjective. Let's look at it black and white. What she admitted to doing is extremely wrong. So when I look at it that way and in that light, it being wrong, then why aren't people protesting her? Why aren't people canceling Cardi? Why aren't people, you know, just being anti-Cardi right now?
I think the difference is that. It's something that you just said. What Cardi's doing is wrong. She's not doing anything currently. It's what she did. I think the thing with like R. Kelly is like, we know R. Kelly is still doing some of the things that we known him to be doing. So it's a situation where, okay, she's admitted that it was wrong what she did back in the day, mm-hmm. which was, I guess, what, several years ago. Not saying that it was right what she did. All I'm saying is that she admits
that it's wrong.
Right.
Up.
She admits that it's wrong.
What Cosby did was like 20, 30 years right. ago.
Yeah. I want to jump in there real quick just because you said my name. It doesn't matter. Hold on. Real quickly, I want to clear my name. I don't think that she needs to be canceled because she was drugging and robbing people. That's my personal opinion. Just like I don't think Jay-Z should be canceled because he sold drugs back in the day. I don't think that whoever, if somebody shot somebody back in the day when they were in the streets being a fucking scumbag, I don't know that 30 years from then they should be canceled. My only question is, I'm not comparing the rape to the robbery. Mm-hmm. I'm more concerned with rape to rape. Mm-hmm. She was promoting rape, period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the
other video. Mm-hmm. And I know people want to keep glossing over that and acting like it's not there. It's fucking there. She's supporting rape in a very transphobic manner. That's the part that I'm confused about. I'm not confused about why people aren't canceling her because she robbed somebody. That's not like whatever. At this point, she did that in her past. She said she's sorry. Cool. The other shit, I think, is extremely fucked up.
So to piggyback off that, I agree with you for that, or with that. But I think the thing is that she's definitely suggested it, but she didn't actually do it.
It doesn't matter. Like, I feel like you're making excuses.
No, well, I'm trying to look at this objectively.
You'd be pissed. If this was another rapper, and I'm not trying to be an asshole.
No.
Everyone likes to try to make me like, you're 100%
right.
I'm being honest. I feel like if that was a different rapper, you'd be furious.
Yeah, because look at what happened with Rick Ross, right?
When it was just a verse.
That line, when he said, you know, I put a pill in her thing, she didn't even know it.
Right.
And he got super back. Reebok canceled him, right? He lost a lot.
Sure did.
He lost a lot. You know what I'm saying? Just for a line. She has a whole video, so... You know,
Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe I'm looking at this crazy. But
I get the generalized blanket statement of you saying like, oh, if it was another rapper. But for me personally, I think that I would be just as upset. But I don't think, like, for example, when Rick Ross came out with that line, first of all, I want to say you wouldn't even know it was like a great song. Like, to me personally, and I hate, like, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like a tough situation to like a song that's problematic, or there's somebody on the, you know what I'm saying? Cancel culture just is kind of like, you know, you don't want to say that you like R. Kelly's music right now, you know, or anything like that. But I mean, I kind of still rock with the song. So just to me personally, yeah, that's fucked up. But I think it holds different weight if somebody were to actually have done it than say just to like put a verse or like just to, you know, like say something about it. That's just how I feel.
I think it's just interesting that that she is talking about rape, and she's also weaponizing transgender people. Exactly. You know, and she's putting that out there for public consumption, and with her voice and right. her reach,
her, yeah.
You know, that's I would think is dangerous to the community out there, because there will be other people that loves Cardi B, that admire Cardi B,
right,
that would probably want to be like, oh, she did it, maybe I could do it too.
So Ken, did you see, I'm not sure if you read all of the you know, the little apology that she posted. She I think it's gone now from her actual like Instagram, just because she didn't want to like maybe keep it up for people to keep attacking her about it. But I have it here. It says, so I'm seeing on social media that a live I did 3 years ago has popped back up. A live where I talked about things that had to do with my past, right or wrong, that I felt I needed to do to make a living. I never, and this was just the drugs and robbery thing, because again, you know, whatever I said about the other live being tacked back on. But anyway, she said, I never claimed to be perfect or come from a perfect world with a perfect past. I always speak my truth and I always own my shit. I'm a part of hip hop culture where you could talk about where you came from and about the wrong things that you had to do to get where you are. There are rappers that glorify murder, violence, drugs, and robbing, crimes where they feel that they had to do to survive. I never glorified those things that I brought up in that live, and I never put those things in my music because I'm not proud of it, and I feel a responsibility not to glorify it. I made the choices that I did at the time because I had very limited options. I was blessed to have been able to rise from that, but so many women have not. Whether or not they were poor choices at the time, I did what I had to do to survive. The men that I spoke about in my live were men that I dated, that I was involved with, men that were conscious, willing, and aware. I have a past that I
makes
can't
no
change.
Sense.
What?
How are you conscious, willing, and aware of getting drugged and robbed? That makes zero
because
sense.
Because she was saying that, and this is not me defending what she's saying, I'm just answering your specific question about how the dudes think he's having a threesome, but the thing is, because he's high or wasted or whatever, you think he's having a threesome with her and another chick, but it's in turn a trans person.
No. But okay, so you're confusing the Maybe two I at first. Am. So that apology is only about the about robbery. The robbery
thing. But she said something about her ex-boyfriends too in that, right?
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with
that has nothing to do with the rape. The and that's the problem that I have with this whole situation. Mm-hmm. Everyone keeps glossing over because you just did it too. You were like the other thing that was just kind of tacked on, but. And you're like, we were discussing the rape part just now, and you're reading an apology about the robbery. We're over the robbery.
Okay. I already know about that. I feel
like the more fucked up part is just like Ken said, you're weaponizing trans people and you're talking about rape, but no one is discussing that part.
So, Rod, I have a question.
Yeah.
And again, that, okay. Now, I know that that part was tacked on at the end, but to me, it seemed like at first she was apologizing about the robbery.
The robbery.
But it is possible that towards the end, when she is talking about men that were conscious, willing, and aware.
That sounds like the trans.
It is possible that she was apologizing for that too, since it was tacked on the end.
I feel like you guys are, not you guys. I feel like, no, well, yeah, you guys. I feel like you guys are giving credence to this theory that you would otherwise not give somebody else.
And I think she should have been clear.
Exactly. She did not one time in that apology that you just read say, hey, I weaponized trans people.
For sure.
Said fucked up things about trans people and I promoted rape. She did not say that. But you are like, well, it's possible. Is it possible? It's possible she was talking about anything. But if she didn't specifically say it, then I feel like we should take her at face value. That sounded like she was apologizing for the robbery shit, which I think you can give reasoning for why she was drugging and robbing men back then.
So what do you
I literally don't give care
reason,
about that.
You cannot give reason for saying, oh, this guy cheated on me. I'm going to go find a trans person to have sex with him. There's no excuse for that.
Right.
And I feel like y'all are making it to where it's like, oh, well, I can excuse this part, so I'm just going to talk about this part because I love Cardi B. No, fuck that shit. If this was any other rapper, if this was Gucci Mane, you'd be like, no, fuck that. He's a rapist. Even if he didn't do it, if he's just saying, I would do it. Remember when CeeLo got in trouble for that shit?
Yeah.
What did he
say? He ain't rape.
I don't think he really said he did it. He said it's not rape if she doesn't remember.
She don't remember.
And people canceled
the fuck out of him.
It didn't last, but they did. They tried to cancel CeeLo very quickly.
Yeah.
Cardi saying something, in my opinion, that's worse.
Right. And I'll just say again that I'm not saying that I agree with what Cardi did or whatever. It was just that part sounded like it. It sounded like she was referencing that video. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think anybody here thinks you're agreeing.
Yeah.
I'm clarifying that I don't think her apology was about the rape. I don't.
That's fine.
And I think that if it was about the rape, she should have been very clear.
What do you think it was about?
I definitely agree.
Robbery.
Yeah,
that was
with
it.
With the boyfriends and stuff? Why mention
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. Because it doesn't make any sense for her to say they were willing and they understood that they were about to get fucking raped by a trans person.
And that's what everybody
I'm saying
was
again,
talking
though,
about.
But
because that whole trans comment that she made was one of the first times that Offset cheated on her, and that's what she said to get back at him.
So it's fairly recent then.
No, this is some years ago.
They've been together for a while.
Yeah, they've been together for a minute, and this was like one of the first times that you know it was made public that she cheated on him, or that he cheated on her.
Right.
And this was her response to that.
And I just typed in Cardi B and trans in Google. She's been in trouble. in the past for posting, you know, transphobic stuff and not taking responsibility for it. That's the whole thing. You can Google for yourself. But she did apologize for using the words, the offensive words, but not for
the
that video.
Exactly.
So,
but she makes tight music, so it doesn't really matter.
So that was the apology. So it seems like there's one to be coming. I guess.
And she could be apologetic.
I don't know.
She could be apologetic.
No, she probably is. Everybody
she could
grows
be,
and learns.
Right. But she just hasn't said it.
Right.
And until she says it, I think it's kind of fucked up that everyone's just glossing over that shit. That's all.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that sucks. I definitely agree, though.
Agree with what?
I just agree with, like, the whole, you know, obviously not being, you know, you shouldn't be trans, like weaponizing trans women or trans people in general to quote unquote emasculate a man or whatever, or like there's just so much like harm and obvious like danger with that, just because it's like, you know, that like men in general are, I mean, I just, you know, they're going to get violent. Like, a lot of people get violent over like shit like that. So it's kind of like, why would you put somebody in a position to be a victim of, you know, whatever violence transpires after that?
And why put the idea out in the universe that other people should do that? Because she did say at the end of the video, you don't have to go fuck another nigga to get revenge.
Yeah.
That is an endorsement. That is saying, hey, yeah, you go do this shit too, because this is the best type of revenge.
Right.
You are furthering trans people getting attacked and people thinking that this is a logical thing that happens all the time.
Right.
When I don't personally think it is.
Right. And yeah, it's just very common for the whole, oh, let me expose you for sleeping with this person and now you're this, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just fucked up for sure. But just to be clear, I have no problem with sex workers robbing men.
I do, because I think sex work should be legal, and promoting sex workers robbing men is going to hurt that. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand why. Well,
I think you could put the sex worker in harm's way, because exactly, who knows what can happen if they come and find out they shit missing.
Right.
Like, they,
I'm shocked you said that.
Really?
Yeah, I'm very shocked that you said that too.
Or he sees you like a week later?
Yeah, yeah, that's crazy.
Like, putting that person,
sex workers are very endangered, and it's a violent industry,
right,
because of shit like that. And
right,
because men think that sex workers are going to do that and do that regularly.
Really?
So, yes.
Well, I was looking at it from the perspective of, like, so again, with the people that I was discussing this with online, something very common that I notice, again, with Cardi having been a stripper and working in the strip club, a lot of guys will do this thing where they come in and, like, they don't spend money on you, or, you know, they've been eyeing you all night, but they're not really about nothing. But, like, towards, you know, the end, anyways, towards, like, the end, you know, when the club, you know, the lights come on, this and that, they trying to, oh, you know, I got some money for you if you come back to the house, or, like, yo, like, come back to my spot, we could do XYZ, whatever. Like, okay.
I said, okay.
Right. So in a lot of these situations, it's kind of like, I feel like men will try to go to the strip club and, like, you know, spend a little bit of money or not a lot of money or whatever, and then try to get the stripper to, like, come home with them to, like, fulfill their little fantasy. But, like, try, you know what I'm saying? It's like basically soliciting sex without offering up that money. So to me, it's kind of like, well, I mean, what did you expect?
No, that's kind of fucked up, because you're automatically equating stripping to prostitution. So that's the first issue I have with that statement. The second issue I have with that statement is, just because a man is cheap doesn't mean that he should be drugged and robbed.
No. I don't think he should be drugged, but
he should be robbed?
I mean, I just kind of feel like if you go to the strip club and you expect somebody who works in sex work, not necessarily prostitution,
sure,
but if you go expecting them to kind of, like, lure them back to your place, and a lot of times it's basically like, hey, I want to have sex with you, but I don't want to pay you for this. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like,
but it also sounds like the intent of the sex worker is to go back to rob them, because they're not going to get, or because they didn't get a lot of money from that person while they were there.
Yeah, that's a weird logic. That's a really, really weird logic.
Yeah. I mean, to me, I just feel like, I get that too, because to me, it's kind of like, if you pissed off somebody in their place of work by not tipping them or not paying them, but then you're trying to get them to come home to, like, solicit sex from you, it's just kind of like, why? Like, what?
You're being a scumbag, but that doesn't mean that you should be robbed. Like, that's just, why don't you just be like, all right, yeah, fuck you, dude, and let's move on to somebody else.
And the payback is to rob them.
Yeah, that's weird. Maybe I'm missing a part of this.
Well, it's a common theme that I've seen from, especially, like, sex workers online and stuff, where it's like, you know, if he wants to sleep with you, and he ain't coming up with nothing, like, what do you expect? Like, you got to take something.
That's
for that.
Crazy.
Well, so, I mean, it's a common thing that I've seen online from people.
But my thing is that the woman doesn't have to accept the offer. Like,
right,
if you're not offering nothing up front, or you're not talking no dollar signs.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Then
shouldn't even be bothering with a man first.
Right.
Peace.
Move
right on. Yeah. I'm going to the Waffle House.
Right.
Like,
sure.
I'm hungry.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
But then
no, I'm just saying.
But then it's also that thing too, where sometimes they'll offer up money or, like, try to, like, play you out of it. Like, when, like, time comes for, like, you know, you to pay them or whatever. And in that situation, like, for example, say you try to solicit a service that's not necessarily sex. Say I want some cable or some shit. You know, the Comcast guy, you arrange him to come to the house, whatever. After he, like, sets up the box and, you know, he gets, you know, everything together, you're not just going to be like, all right, so, you know, like, what you doing after this? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you're not going to say that. You got to give him his 150 or whatever. What do you mean?
Who wouldn't? I know a lot of guys that would do that. You mean not pay him and
not
say
pay him and say that? You know what I'm saying?
No, because it's a different, that's a different thing, because you understand ahead of time that this service costs money.
Yeah. Right.
When I walk into a strip club, there's no sign that says I absolutely have to tip a stripper. Mm-hmm. There's nothing there. It's an implied that I should.
Right.
But there's nothing saying that I have to.
Just a drink
so comparing
minimum.
The yeah, the drink minimum, so you're paying right. the club
and,
technically
and the,
right.
and the door charge.
And the door charge. Mm-hmm.
And the parking.
So right, yeah. So comparing the cable man,
you broke before you get to, up in there.
Yep. Shut up!
Man. My whole life is gone.
Tell him to go ask the doorman for my tip.
Shut up!
Parking lot attendant.
Right, shit. Right. But yeah, it's not. I don't think it's fair to compare a cable guy to a stripper.
Well, I'm saying in the different scenario, because the first scenario that I gave was that there wasn't going to be money expected. So like, if that was the case, Rob. But in this,
what?
No,
if
wait.
Don't fuck with dude. Well, if you know that's the case,
I'm confused about that scenario. What are you talking about?
Let me just finish the second scenario. The second scenario is if you have discussed with him, like, all right, you already know that you're gonna have to front me some money if you want to take me home and do X, Y, Z. Of course, that's different.
Right.
But I get, like, again, in like a multitude of those situations, for example, when you go back to somebody else's place, or whether it be a hotel or whatever, mm-hmm. I'm assuming that there is no security, there is no cameras, there's no, you know, there's no person to where there's like a middleman where they have to, you know, give you money or send you Cash App or whatever. So in those situations where you try to discuss, you know, how much money things are going to be, et cetera, I'm going to do this, you're going to do that, you're going to pay me for this. A lot of people do try to get out of it like, all right, so we fuck, but, you know, I'm going to go, or like not pay you. Like in that situation, I do feel like a lot of sex workers get pissed off because it's like this, like you said, you told me you were going to pay me, I don't know, fucking $400, and you trying, oh, I only got $150 right now, but I Cash App you the rest, like that type of shit. It's just kind of like, what do you expect at that point?
Look, first of all,
especially if you break this agreement.
What this sounds like to me is that they need business management 101.
So or pimps?
No, you don't need pimps. You just need to know how to handle your business. And if you about that life, then I need my money up front, or I'm not fucking with you.
Right.
It's as simple as that.
And again,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Dang, I shouldn't
have done
that.
Oh, no.
I was telling
Ken. We should wrap this up clearly, but mm-hmm. You're talking about two completely different situations. It started off where you're talking about a person going into a strip club, not paying at the strip club, and then going home with the guy and the girl robbing him. Versus, I go to a strip club, I find out that this stripper is also a prostitute. We discuss, I'm going to pay you, I don't pay, and then I get robbed. Second scenario, I'm with you. First scenario, I think is really fucked up. If I discuss with you, like, yo, we're going to go back to my plot, mm-hmm. my spot, and we're going to have sex, and I'm going to give you this amount of money, and I have sex, and then I decide, oh, I don't have to pay you. Fuck you.
Right.
And then you do something to me to mm-hmm. get that money. You deserve that money.
Yep. Right.
But the other scenario, if I came in there, I didn't pay the stripper, and then I thought, okay, I could woo this chick into coming back to my house to have sex. Okay. There's no crime there. There's nothing, like, you're doing a scumbag thing. But I don't think that you deserve to get robbed or drugged or anything else. So I just don't get the correlation there.
Yeah.
Again, maybe there's something I'm missing.
Get your money up front.
Yeah. All right. So that's going to wrap up topics for this week. Let's jump into commentary. All right. So this one is from Mr. Too Good. It's more of a question, but
who's this on?
What's his name again?
Mr. Too Good.
Do you feel weird saying that?
From Reddit. Oh man. Anyway, what's everyone's favorite Chappelle Show sketch?
Ooh man.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's so many. Like what?
Rick James.
Rick James. Little John was funny.
I think
Prince,
you know,
the Prince story was funny.
Oh, yes,
that's my favorite. The Prince.
Yeah.
Prince
that was like the fuck your couch. No.
That's
that was
Rick James.
Rick James is the top one. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I really
Clay
like
Clay Bisbee is classic.
The black white
when
supremacist.
When he fucking act like P. Diddy, P. Diddy and making a band, that shit, because that was during the time when P. Diddy, that shit was, he had the little greasy ass lips. And I'm like, man, that shit was, I can't pick, because there's so many of them. If I just think about season one and two in general, the racial draft, like all that.
That was
shit,
hilarious.
All that shit was classic. So I'm sorry, I don't have a favorite.
Kobe.
I don't have a favorite Chappelle skit. All of them are damn near great. I mean, him doing the MTV Crib shit. Come in, you broke motherfucker. Like, all that shit was crazy, man. Like,
nah,
I don't have a favorite.
Nah.
I don't.
If I had the shoes, one, it would be Rick James. That's the one that stands out. That and the Prince skit. Know, those man. Always, because Charlie Murphy and know, all of them, it's just. It's
and the
just
fact
a,
they had Rick James actually in
the
video.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, crack is yeah.
Cocaine's
on the drug.
I know, man. It's so many.
What was the black white supremacist name?
Clayton Bigsby.
Yeah, I think that was my favorite.
And that was the first episode. He thought he was going to get canceled after that episode.
Wow.
That was the first episode?
That was a very... Trust me, I know. I've watched this show a million times. So yeah, he thought he was going to get canceled after the Clayton Bisbee episode. He was like, I can't believe I'm still here after this.
That's crazy. I used to do that in my videos. When I would, if I ever showed a record that was white vinyl, I would go, white power! But nobody got it.
That's funny.
And people started,
I stopped doing it because people started getting mad. Oh, they were like, I don't understand. Why do you keep doing that? That's not funny.
Hell skit. Oh my god.
Everybody watched it.
No, I guess not. I was like,
man,
right,
we used to have watch parties every Thursday when Dave Chappelle came on, man, and be
see, I didn't watch it
laughing.
When it was on TV. I went back and watched all the DVDs.
I was still living in Detroit when this show was coming on, so yeah, we used to have watch parties, man. Yeah. Like everybody got together to watch Chappelle's show every Thursday.
That's
that
crazy.
Shit,
I forgot who DVDs I watched. I borrowed somebody's and I watched the whole damn thing, man. It was so funny.
You got one, Sophie?
I don't think she's watched it.
Look, I don't watch comedy skits like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. If I had to pick, it would be Prince.
Was good.
That would be mine.
The basketball shit had me crying.
Man.
Could he like float up or something?
Yes. Because you can't see it. And then the way you show him floating up and his legs are split when he dunks.
It's hilarious. The Trading Spouses. Man, so many damn. Y'all ever seen a Trading Spouses one?
Yeah.
Man. No, that shit's so fucking
He made
good.
Prince look so evil.
He did. He did.
Y'all want to play some basketball?
right.
Then he made him pancakes afterwards. Pancakes, bitch.
Oh,
for the game, blouses.
Yeah, right.
And Charlie Murphy, like, they setting fruity ass pics. Dude, like, that shit was crazy as hell. He was like, we got to the court, we had our gym shit on. He was like, them niggas had the same thing on that they had at the club. Oh, yeah, Charlie Murphy was classic for telling stories, man. Rest in peace, Charlie Murphy.
That dude was hilarious, even when he didn't want to be.
Yeah.
Right. Is it just voice in a way?
Yeah, it was anything he said was just automatically funny.
Yes.
He's like Bernie Mac. Anything he says. Yep. Anyway.
Okay, so we have a question this week from Daquan. And don't forget to send your questions to isthemicstillon@gmail.com or to our Twitter or to our Facebook or to our Reddit. All right. He has a question that says, hey guys, I've been following Dead in Hip Hop since 2014. I love the content you put out.
Appreciate it.
And I try to I'm going to keep this short and sweet. Damn, you be making people have to, like, compress their stuff. Okay.
Good.
That's okay. Right.
I recently started to develop feelings for my childhood friend that I've been friends with since birth. Jesus. I'm 21 now. The only problem is that I have a girlfriend that I'm completely faithful to, and she's everything that I've ever wanted in a relationship, and I plan on marrying her one day. Since I've been with my girl, I've never thought about cheating on her until recently, and that's only with my childhood friend. They know each other. Okay. They get along well with each other and appear to have no problems with each other. I was just wondering what your thoughts on which one. I was wondering what all y'all thoughts were on this situation and what you would do if you were in my shoes. Keep up the great work.
This shit made me think of an Usher song. You make me want to leave the one with and start a new relationship with you. I don't know why. When she was reading that shit, I was singing that shit the whole time in my damn head. Like, what the hell?
This sounds like a dumb question.
It is.
It really is.
You know, we don't have to answer this, man.
Come on, bro. So wait, what do you think he's gonna end up doing?
Fuck her.
Oh.
I don't think he would.
Men are stupid. He's gonna fuck her.
One has to agree to that though. Like, they all know each other. Like you said, the friends know each other. The girls know each other, right?
So
who has to agree to what?
The one that's not actually with him, the childhood friend.
I'm not saying he's going to rape her.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I'm not saying that.
All right, Bill Cosby. Real quick.
I'm just saying that she would have to go along with the idea of sleeping together or whatever. That's all I'm saying.
I'll revise. I think he's going to try to fuck her.
Yeah,
and if she says yes, then he's going to fuck her.
I don't know that's real.
Nah,
but
he's already expressing those feelings though. You know,
I understand
what I'm saying?
He's expressing them, and we all have things in our head that we know that shouldn't probably come out. And that's just one of them things I think it is.
I feel you, but this is like a childhood friend. Like, he knows her intimately outside of the bedroom. Like if this is somebody that you've known since birth, you know everything about this chick, bro. And you just now realizing that you're having physical feelings. So, like that emotional attachment is even deeper than the one that he has with his girl.
Okay.
So here's my advice.
Oh,
my advice would be holla at your girl and see if she's down with a polyamorous relationship. Because that's the only way that you won't get a 2-for-1, bro. I'm just.
Well, my question is, if he had to, like, and I'm talking to you, Jaquan. Listen, Jaquan. All right. Which one would you rather be with? Because at the end of the day, you're going to have to choose. Granted, we don't even know if your childhood friend wants you like that. So I would take that into consideration. He didn't really make mention of, you know, if they have had like sexual tension, or even if it is just sexual tension, would you be willing to risk a potential fiance marriage, that whole thing? If
he 21, he don't know what, like,
I'm going based off.
I feel
the
you.
Question.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sophie.
I'm just saying, it's like, you know, is that worth? Because, I mean, even if you end up fucking your childhood friend, that don't mean it's going to be a relationship. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like your expectations might be set in a place where you're comfortable in the relationship that you're in right now. You can't just go fuck your childhood friend and expect to pick up where you left off with your current girlfriend. So it's like, what do you want?
Why
you know what
not?
I'm saying?
You
want some bone
candy.
I mean, you got a good thing, man. Don't mess up your good thing.
But he could have a better thing. We don't know.
He could, but it could go.
A temporary better thing.
It may not be temporary.
Yeah. It might be,
because, again, he has deep-rooted feelings for her. Mm-hmm. Like he's known her since birth.
I wonder how long
that's
he's been
different.
Dating his current girlfriend.
It don't matter.
That kind of factors in, though.
No, it does a little bit. And also, I want to know if his current girlfriend is his first. Too. Mm. Like, I don't know. There's a lot of variables. I just say, look.
This that Dawson's Creek type shit.
Holla at your childhood friend first to make sure that those feelings are mutual. Look, man.
Don't
listen to Mike.
If she says no and then goes and tells your girl because
they're
friends? Because they're
cool.
And now you fucked up both shits.
But the thing is that's where you pull that friendship card. Like, I've known you forever. I just want to express how I feel because it's a little bit weird, but I feel like I got to be able to tell you. You know, just come at her, like, truthfully.
Yeah.
And see if the feeling is mutual.
That's going to be weird. I'm sorry. Fuck that. Because if I was the girl... Because I would feel like I had something over his girlfriend at that point all the time for forever.
You do.
And at that point, if I got, let's just say, invited to this alleged wedding that would happen in the future, I would be sitting in the pews cackling like, okay.
Well, that's you being immature.
I mean, that's petty. But
it's okay for him to be honest, you know?
Yeah. Just look, because that's your homegirl. You've known her since birth, bruh. Mm-hmm. Just be honest.
See, but what if she says no, but then she starts thinking about it, and then 6 months later, she's like, damn, I actually do. Because then that's going to fuck up, because then he already, you know, kind of deaded that, and then he's like, damn, maybe the door's back open. Now I feel the same way. It's just the whole thing.
You deal with that. But look, at the end of the day, I feel you should not suppress your feelings.
I agree with that. I think it's a way to approach this. Mm-hmm. I think, like, if it's something, like, you got to come to the, you got to approach it in the sense of, like, look, you know, I love my girl, da 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 da, but, you know, before, you know, we get married or whatever, I just want to let you know that I did have these feelings for you. I don't know if they're mutual, but, you know, I just wanted to get something off my chest since I'm getting married. I'm about to get hitched or whatever. I just wanted to let you know this before I actually do get married.
Yeah, before
and
you
then see
where
that conversation, see where that conversation goes.
Yeah. Yep.
And then, yeah.
And,
yeah,
then, and then you shouldn't suppress your feelings, man.
I agree.
Because realistically, you're going to regret that, and that's going to weigh so much more 10 years from now when you're 31.
And she look even better.
And bruh, you know what I'm saying? Like, and you never express those feelings. And then what if, you know, 10 years from now, she expresses those feelings? Yeah, I had those feelings for you back. Bruh, like, do you understand psychologically what that's going to fuck with?
He going to end up doing Dwayne Wayne on at her wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was so good.
You know, just die.
The mother said, just die.
Will you take Whitney,
will you
baby,
take
please,
me? Please,
baby, please.
Yes,
oh,
I will.
My favorite episode.
I love it.
Oh, that shit is tough.
I started thinking about that shit too as y'all talking about
great
the whole
acting.
Scenario.
I love it.
It was.
Like,
it really
it was basically real.
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
Oh my God.
Iconic. Okay.
I'm watch that shit right now.
Literally, baby, please.
Turn it on after the episode. I love it. Okay. Anyways, sorry. Daquan, this is about you. So yeah, figure out what you want.
You stupid.
Figure out what you want. I mean, I guess. I mean, it's cringy, but Rod's suggestion is the best suggestion. Just do that if you have to.
Is that not okay?
I mean, whatever. Same Rod, you. It's interchangeable. Whatever.
All right.
Okay.
It's interchangeable. Whatever.
Right.
I just, well, y'all basically had the same advice.
Yeah,
y'all
exactly. Pretty much did.
I just was like,
I had to get crucified cringy. First, though.
That's
and,
true.
And then, you know, Rod came in and
that's
just.
The way it works.
Yeah, I know how it is. Yeah. I know.
All right. So thank you, Daquan, for your question. We're going to do one more from Jamal. All right. So, no, I mean, his name is really Jamal.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought you made that shit up.
No, like, it's really Jamal. Okay. So here's the situation. My female coworker is consistently flirting with other office mates, being touchy, sexual jokes, etc. She has been giving... Oh, have you been counting my name? She's been giving 12-second hugs.
What?
Exactly.
Oh, he's
an
ass. I know.
Jamal,
no. Bro. Leave grandmama's basement. Right. Put some pizza pockets.
Right. Let me finish.
Jesus Christ. Dude.
Okay. She's been giving 12-second hugs to this.
Two, three. Four.
Literally.
Four.
That's why I was
two
like, are you kidding? Rod, get out. Get out. Okay.
Go ahead. I'm
Let
sorry.
Me finish
Go
the question.
Eight.
Stop.
Nine.
She's been giving 12-second hugs to this one office temp every day. The problem is that my friend is dating her. Should I inform my friend of her free sexual spirit because she's been moving like she has no boyfriend? They have been going out, to my knowledge, for 1 year. So this is the problem. He said, do I ruin the work relationship with my coworker by explaining to my friend that she's too flirty with everyone at the office? Or do I keep silent and lie to my friend, in the face every day? What are your thoughts? And then he also, has a proposed solution. He says, invite my friend to the office without letting my coworker know and let him see her
what
giving 12-second hugs to the office temp.
First of all, bro, first of all, what in your right mind thinks that she will give that person the same 12-second hugs with her nigga there?
Mm-hmm.
Woman is smart, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Woman is smart. Second of all, mind your fucking business.
Damn.
Mind your business. Stop fucking hating, man.
Like Mike said, get you some ass. You won't be worried about this. You won't be worried about them 12-second hugs if your ass getting it in.
Some 12-second fucking.
Right.
That's all you need.
Right. Right.
That's all you need.
So right. Wait, hold on. So you mean to tell me that, like.
Okay.
Hey, you know, this is
spicy.
This is what makes it great. You know what I'm saying? So you mean to tell me if one of y'all motherfuckers worked with my chick and my chick was. Like extra, you know what I'm saying, out there that y'all want to at least come and say, hey, bro.
What's extra out there?
12-second hugs.
12-second hugs? No, I would not tell you that.
Extra flirty.
Chick or wife.
Oh my God.
Chick or wife.
It either way.
Whatever.
I don't think he's
girlfriend
specified.
For a year. Yeah, he did. He said that.
He said extra flirty, but from him talking about a 12-second hug, he sounds kind of lame.
No, yes.
He might think everything is extra flirty.
No, yes. What,
but maybe because
that, but that's
but maybe
you
okay,
what you
but
think.
Maybe
so
real quick,
that's
maybe
not,
because
nice.
It's his boy's girl. He's counting for that reason.
Aww.
He's lame.
No, I'm not saying he isn't.
I know you're not.
But if it was just some random other person that he didn't know, that he didn't have a connection with, he probably wouldn't count.
A lot could happen in 12 seconds, though.
To answer your question, like, you know, she's making, you know, sex innuendos. She's just super open. Like, oh, yeah, you can, you know. Come on, we all been there. So you've never had a girl like in the office just be a little extra?
Yeah, and I've also dated girls who make those kind of jokes, and that's just how they joke.
Right.
Because dudes are. Joke like that, too.
All
and
the time.
We, and right.
All
so,
the time.
Nah.
That doesn't excuse me.
Nah.
Okay,
if she has
I'm
to be,
taking,
like, touching his leg.
No, I feel
you. Know what I mean? Or
I
like,
feel you. And I'm just taking the question at face value, right?
Yeah, it should be deleted.
All right, Mike. But look, all I'm saying, no, I'm not.
We're trying to help the brother out.
We are trying to help the brother
that
out.
That was mean.
I feel.
You take
not
it out?
Nice.
I was like, let's just say that on a scale
nice.
From 1 to 10, right, in terms of how egregious she's acting in the office place, it's like a 7.5, right? Because that's kind of like, oh, okay, you're borderline. You're borderline at that point. Right. So let's just say she's borderline and that's my homie's girl. I don't know if I'm going to, you know, give him detail about no 12-second hug or nothing like that. But I'd be like, hey, bro, you know, your chick be wilding at the job sometime.
Damn. Wildin'. I would rather say 12-second hug, because Wildin' sounds like you wildin'.
It has to be.
It has to be way deeper than that.
I'm not coming to you about your girl giving dudes 12-second
hugs. Like, if you walk into the coffee room and she fucking on the printer, then, I mean, that's one thing.
Story. Then you fuck up the dude, and then you go tell him.
Yeah.
That's a different story.
Right.
It's like one of them things where you tell him, if you don't tell him, it's like, I'll give you an opportunity to tell him, or I'm going to tell him, type of thing.
Yeah, we'll come to you with ultimatums. Clear spicy.
It ain't gonna be no, that looks kind of sketchy type shit.
Like,
no.
Why are you sweating her like that?
Right.
Why don't you go find you something to do?
Right. Ooh, go get you some ass.
Maybe he likes her.
It sounds like it.
Ooh, yeah. The tea.
Right.
Well, she's not gonna like you if you break her up with her boyfriend, though.
That too. Right. I don't know. I guess I was trying to. I was playing Rod.
I'm just
this
saying,
time.
Man. We don't want any charges.
Did everyone attack you?
No, not at all.
Yeah,
not at all.
Dude sounds like he really just needs to.
Yeah.
I mean, we've joked on you a little bit, but buddy, you really just need to mind your business.
Yeah.
This has nothing to do with you. If you see her, like we said, touching legs, or really making a very clear sign that she's trying to fuck out here, then that's a different story. But she hugging people, man, go sit down somewhere. Mm-hmm. Go get you a hug, bro.
Hold it for the shit.
Just
he only got 8 seconds. Ooh. Now he's mad. Everybody else,
man, maybe he got no seconds.
Man, maybe.
But if she giving her hugs like that, bro, I mean, you know, need to see how long your hugs.
Wait,
be.
I want
to
play Rod too. Okay, so. No, seriously.
Rod's just like a thing now.
No, it's like a persona. I just want to put on the hat.
That's
okay,
funny.
So. Let's just say, okay, so like, do you guys feel like flirting in the workplace? You know, people talk about having work wives and work husbands, etc. How bad do you really feel like? Like, do you feel like there's a, like, it's acceptable to an extent?
I can answer that.
Oh.
That's Ken, no, but yeah, I don't. I'm aware that my wife is flirty, flirtatious or whatever. So, you know, I think you just gotta know the person that you're with.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Like she's not flirty in the sense of like.
Like, yeah, let's come back to my place. Yeah.
Come back to my place or touching on somebody's leg and shit.
For 12 seconds.
I don't think she'll do that. But, you know, the way she talked, like, hey, yes, sweetie, honey, da 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 da. I didn't even know she did that for a while.
Really?
Then one day she, I was on the phone with her, and then she says, oh, yeah, sweetie, honey. I'm like, what the fuck you call a sweetie, honey?
Oh, my God.
Fucking with her. Just fucking with her. Because that shit don't bother me like that. So yeah, I'm aware of that. I'm aware that she can be really nice.
When did you discover that about her? Because I feel like I could have told that off rip.
Oh, that she said sweetie, honey, all that type of stuff.
Yeah, like she's, you know.
I don't know. I never thought she talked like that, because she's never talked like that around me.
Well, it's kind of a Southern thing too, though.
She's not from the South.
She's, you know, in the environment.
Yeah, but nah, she's not. That, it was weird. And when I heard it, I was like, oh, you're one of those chicks?
Oh.
I was like, dang, I didn't know you did that or whatever. So, but nah, man, it, to me, it's like, I know it's nothing. It's just, that's just who she is.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
What I'm
saying? Sometimes and it's I know, just people's character.
Yeah, it's just her character. And you know, I had to be able to either accept it or not accept it.
And I feel you, because my wife is the same way. Like, she's super friendly, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, she will talk to anybody, right, anytime. And, like, she'll play along, but she's not disrespectful.
Yeah.
Like,
I know that, you know, that she won't cross any lines, but she will entertain anything, bro. Mm-hmm.
She comes off as friendly, not flirty, though. But I guess it depends on the guy and how stupid
we
are.
She can be. Mm-hmm. Oh, she can
got
be.
Got you.
I've seen it. In person.
Right. You need to check that, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Chill out. You need to get that
under control, man.
I'm just saying.
We all here know his wife. Stop. Leave him alone.
Yeah, nah, she's
leave
not.
Leave him alone.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey, I'll put it to you like this.
Live a little.
At the end of the day, you know, like, we dated 8 years. You know what I'm saying? So, I know what I was getting myself into. I didn't necessarily like it at first, but it's just certain things that you have to accept about people.
Period.
Once you understand it. You know what I'm saying? And I had enough time to understand it.
Real man will lock that down.
What you saying?
Why are you trying to get this man killed?
Literally, yeah.
Trying to get this man killed.
Right.
Killed. Killed.
Right.
Let me be confident in myself.
Right. Let me not die tonight. How about that?
I kind of like it, though.
You could be like more confident if you knew what happened.
Okay, time down.
You know he was going to say it. You
don't
knew
break loose. You time down like that, man.
I've dated a lot of people that we worked with at AT&T.
Oh.
And
you did?
Like, while you worked there?
Damn, no, I didn't know that. I only know like two.
Because I didn't. Who do you know two?
Oh, wait a minute. You did. You know, I never even looked at it like that.
I wasn't running through chicks, nothing like that.
I know, but I guess I never even looked at it like that for some reason. I don't know
why. Like hanging out with people after work type shit? or
no, like, no, I like dated, actually dated, like, boyfriend, girlfriend, a few different girls from the job. So I know that them hello sweeties.
Was it like a cubicle workspace?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you could just see like your different bays and like areas when you walked in.
Yeah,
like...
one of them I was her manager. but again, hot. My whole point is I can, if you're a relatively aware man, you can separate the hello sweeties exactly. from the yo, like let's hang out after work. Yeah, yeah, you can separate the those two things. Right. 'Cause where we worked, a lot of women there were very friendly. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they were being flirty.
Yeah.
But I can see other men thinking that they were being flirty because they're friendly. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
But yeah,
to be flirty is like a different caliber. It's like a different thing.
You have to be, for me at least, especially in a workplace, you have to be very, very obvious and very clear.
For sure.
Like, I'm not just going to assume that, oh, just because you want to go hang out after work and get a drink, that means I'm about to get some. So you have to be very... Jamal, you have to kind of just understand the difference between friendly and flirt.
Especially if it's multiple guys. So you're saying she's just a hoe out here?
Right, like, right, yeah. Right.
I mean, like, no, she's doing it.
You know, it's almost like...
Everybody getting the love.
Except him. Except right. him. Let's just get down to the core of the matter.
Right.
It's everybody except Jay.
Right.
Jay, the only one not getting these goddamn hugs. He's not getting these conversations. He's not getting anything. He's just in his damn cubicle, counting. Like Sesame Street. Okay. Stop that shit, bro.
One hug, two hugs,
three hugs,
hug,
three
hugs, five hugs, six hugs.
Count oh, Dracula shit. For anybody that don't know the fuck
know,
that
right?
is.
They'll, yo, right.
So fucking
reference, for that reference right there.
All right. Well, thank you, Jamal, for your question. Don't forget to send the rest of your questions to isthemicstillon@gmail.com. Or we just honestly read those questions from our DMs on Twitter. So you could send it to us as well. Any last thoughts? That's it? We out this bitch?
Yep, we out this bitch.
All right, bye.